Welcome to the Queer Way of Life podcast with Bougie.
San Monani do elang have a shiny hello. This is it, the Queer of Life with me, Bougie Biqua.
Hello.
With Katarochiba and Amanda. What was your name?
Nchiba.
Because you're not Chilo, Nchilo.
Yeah.
And I'm joined by the one and only Biscuit. So Amanda, ladies and gentlemen, today she's not the only lesbian in the house. So since also blender in government, wait, I brought a new
and I'm sandwiched amongst the lesbians.
I mean, when, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, baby, I get about it.
You waited for us.
Mine is
before we enter.
Mine is bigger.
Yours is bigger.
Mine is bigger.
Is that like a strap-on?
Yeah, it depends. You know what the occasion is. But mine is bigger, definitely. Can't you tell I've got big dick energy?
I've always wanted to touch this. Oh, God.
Wow. How does it feel? In <Inca plastic.
laughs> It's like it's first literally like so rubbery.
Yeah, whose is that actually? I want to know.
Well, this is Mr. Blue.
Mr. Blue, okay.
That I got last year.
Are you using this?
That's why I'm like, Sanitizer.
The way in Kanta, you got the Inca.
No, I'm joking, my friend. I've never really used it. I've always been there, but just like, yeah.
Doesn't it tempt you to like, just, you know, hi, Mr. Blue, how you doing?
I'm comfortable. Like, no? When I look, I'm just like, no, man. Have a body. Do something. Speak to me.
Let me see if it's got a suction cup. I don't know why I know so much. Okay, wait. There you go. You probably didn't even know that
it does that.
You see? Oh. It's a pleasure.
Hey, but now we are men's clinic, yeah?
Men's clinic. Mr. Blue needs blue pills.
I'll hold it for now.
All right. I bet you say that a lot, man. I'll hold it for now. Yeah. You say that a lot, Kathy.
More like...
Ladies, I couldn't find pussy.
It's okay.
It's all right. We get enough.
It's quite small, though.
Biscuit, I like this. I like your energy.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, you know, my girl and I have always said, before we get married, we need to, like, you know, just test ourselves with, like, a gay guy. And I see how you're looking at me.
I'm feeling this big dick energy.
And you know, Bougie, when it comes to Biscuit, most gay guys... I like when
I'll
tell a passage.
Sweet ring.
Baby. Come to that.
So, guys, level 5.
Level 5.
One thing that I don't. So, what do you do with yourself when you're in level 5 when you are single?
Scummer die ding.
You just
like it's
all the time.
I'm like, most stressful part of it is making the money.
Yeah.
You know, you're a DJ. And you know, Hore, DJ sucks not being out there.
Listen, first of all, you know, I can't say that I'm a mainstream DJ. I'm not where I'm supposed to be or where I want to be as yet, you know. I've still got invoices that have still not been paid, and it's level what? 3? 2.5? What level are we on now?
We're 3.5.
You know?
So,
now, imagine when level 5 is like official, how I'm going to struggle, you know? And, you know, to be honest with you, in the 12 years that I've been a DJ, 2020 and 2021, well, especially 2020 for me, I've never like second guessed my past choices like I did in 2020. I started thinking, man, I should have actually taken that course. Man, I should have actually had a 9-to-5, you know? So I'm not ready mentally. I don't know about you guys for level 5.
No, I think... Excuse Joe.
Okay, no problem.
I think mentally, I am not doing well. Yeah. I'm not. I ngikhubuluza ngendunu pants. Because I know it took a lot for me to get out of that dark space. Mm. And to see the government responding to COVID-19 through lockdown is just not ideal with me, because I don't feel like it should be the response. I think the response is it should be actually rushing the fact that everybody should get vaccinated.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the only way we're gonna get out of this. But the lockdown lockdown was supposed to prepare the government for a response, you know.
Now, obviously, they're saying that people are dying, but they are dying. And my biggest thing is that, but the recovery rate is like 95%.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
That which means, we can do something else, you know? Mm. So I just get a lot, like, too irritated with the way everything's being handled.
Mm.
Because it's people out there are really struggling, guys. Yeah. It's bad. And we cannot stress enough, Uguti, it's also causing so much pain in families.
Yeah.
And it's also causing so much resentment in relationships.
Mm.
You know, it's not a good space to be. It's not a good space to be.
At all.
But anyway, we live, we conquer. Right.
This is what we do.
Are you still holding on?
Because there was a question, Khuri. Yeah. What do you do with yourself when you're single during? During
these
the whole
hard times.
Very well. I'm not sure about
what you did there.
I'm not sure about hard times because you know.
Sweetie, if it's harder than that, which means when I udilaka tape.
Hey, Anana, because I
wouldn't know. Amanda, you wouldn't know, so you don't own one of these?
No, I'm not big on toys.
Don't use strap-ons with your partner?
No.
Why?
They've never been sold to me in that way. I feel like my sexual life is spicy, unless stated otherwise, with the other party saying, ish, let's try this. But I've never had someone saying that, even when I was the one suggesting, to say, Joe, they're like, Joe.
Mm. But for me, I feel like, okay, I get where you're coming from. But guys, if you've had intercourse so many times, you know, you've done all the styles and all the positions.
Acrobats,
you kind of reach your cap.
Oh, yeah?
So, So I feel like with toys, it doesn't necessarily have to be like a dildo.
Mm.
But it can be, you know, little things, a vibrator.
Yeah, yeah. I'm open. Yeah. I'm open for that. But to be honest, it's just not me, you know. And the relationships that I've been in, this has never been something that I'm saying, that we are saying SOP.
Okay.
But we are open. We are open-minded.
SOP meaning?
Meaning...
save our pussy.
SOP in a sense that it's part of the routine. There's other ways to spice our sexual life. Like you've mentioned the vibrator.
Yeah.
We've used the vibrator. We've also spiked each other, you know.
Spiked each other.
Like the drinks.
Yeah. Rile ka montlu.
La shab... La batung.
Hey, wena. Dinga taditsi.
La shabana.
Hey, wena.
La spikeana.
No, spikeana.
It's too...
What level of lesbianism is this?
You enticed to the level of...
I need to try this.
Wait, what?
Need to try it.
Yeah.
Lock yourself in the house. Like, make sure your phones are off. Spiker dieting. Savona win.
Hi.
Yo, ikaba himi himi production. Ika nayong. Yo,
spike each other.
I'm so scared.
And look at her smile.
Look at her. She's like, oh, I'm trying to
Yeah. There's memories, clearly.
Yes, no, that's no.
Very recent memories.
You know too much.
Spike that hiding.
Yo, yeah, but anyways, since we're not selling alcohol, spike that shit.
I mean, serious. So would you, as a lesbian woman, would you consider having, if you're into toys, you know, mm-hmm. if you were also into toys, would you have considered the fact that not only, because now this for me is very small, so would you consider having different sizes?
Of course.
Yeah, I think so.
No, of course. Like, of course. Like I said, this it's also small, like, for me.
Is it really small, guys?
No, guys, I mean,
let me tell you. So, the theory, the person who introduced me...
Yeah, you know, that's there's men who would love to have such a size.
Are you serious?
No,
I'm not laughing.
No, but this is very small. See, it's quite small, ne? It's smaller than yours, ne?
Is it? But you know, I was so pained. We only pipe kaka.
I know. Siho's got a bigger one than this.
Oh, you know. You know
you
this.
You didn't make Jesus bigger than this.
Oh yeah. Oh,
he's a bikini, that one.
He's a...
Shortcomings.
Wait, I actually heard
this theory.
There's actually a theory that the shorter the guy, the longer the.
You the schlong.
The shorter, shit.
The longer. I don't know.
McGee's vendor, so he's probably got a bigger one.
Okay.
I don't believe in that.
They planted a tree for him.
Is it?
Show me McGee's
hands. That should have worked on his height.
Say a lot. McGee's hands say a lot.
You've even checked his hands.
Everything. Everything.
Let's say any vendor lover.
No, akuba at McGee. Oh, no. You are going to drown.
Kimberly Hall.
I did give birth.
Wow.
I'm kidding. But it's quite interesting that you would consider different sizes. Because
no, I would.
I never ceased to think, Jorge, you know, a lesbian woman would first of all consider having a dildo. Mm-hmm. At the risk of sounding quite cliche, mm-hmm. for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I wouldn't think Jorge lebatla pip.
Well, it's the same as saying that certain lesbian females don't enjoy anal. If you think about what you just said, it actually sounds the same. Guys, your sex life is personalized to between you, what you like, and your girlfriend or your partner or the person that you're sleeping with. When I was watching one of your shows the other day, I forgot her name. I think it's Nyami.
Nyami.
When she said she, like, gay porn turns her on, you know, it just shows how, you know, versatile and how... personalized, right, sexuality is. Yeah. You understand? Just because she's lesbian doesn't mean that two guys making out does, like, not turn her on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's the same.
Sometimes I would like to imagine myself with a vagina.
Okay.
Do you get...
Having one.
An erection. Do you get an erection when you think...
No, like, you know, just having a nice little pussy.
Like, but you doing it, like...
No, not me doing it.
You, okay.
So me having it.
A lesbian like me, Bougie, remember? Mm-hmm. We'll
yeah.
talk after the
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
So me with this, and then me saying, Bougie, come here.
Explain.
Is that how you... how you
with your vagina.
With me?
Imaginary
your
vagina.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, not you.
Yeah, and
E.T.
then send it back to sender when I'm done.
Happy how tabi monologue. Wait.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
Very interesting. And also, I think the way we have learned to really understand sex and mm-hmm. speak about it is... Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother thing, even with the dating spaces now. You know, I like I said, like, I'm no longer looking for score baba sendlini. Like, can you just be yourself? If you want to skirt, wear your skirt, bro. Mm. Do your thing. Mm. Are you happy? Mm. Done.
Rich
you
know? Shit
like,
out of me.
Rich me is that shit. Have you seen how gorgeous Rich Nisi is? In those skirts.
I'm Nisi, guys. Nisi.
And when I go to Anela.
Yeah, I can't to Anela.
When I skate, I go to Anela.
Not skate.
I would do Rich Nisi any day.
Listen, actually, I would do him.
Do him or do the outfit?
Do him.
I would do him too.
Both.
Rich is such a turn on.
We want everything, Rich Nisi. We want your clothes. We want...
We want you.
We want your lips. We want your.
We want your money.
Yo. We want your money.
We want that bulge.
Okay. No.
Rebecca Fair.
He no, is he's... gifted though. You. His pictures, you see the bulge. You're like, okay. Kids are little at an scroll. Kirimara, it's king Mudimo, Atla, it's king.
And I'm Tonga, Changrit.
I could see.
Yeah, Kim. I think he's a Tonga man, but he's good looking. I would personally say,
But I also love the way fashion has
evolved. Yeah. Mm.
Because so if crazy. You are able to carry it out that way, even though I saw some of the men try dissing him and saying, you know, I'm just like, listen, number one, you must learn to shut the fuck up because you're not the one wearing the skirt. It has nothing to do with you. Mm. Besides, Rich Mnitsa Zangar Wao Batla. And Okasamu Afford. And also Afford, please stay away.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, people just start being so mean and calling him names. I'm just like, no.
I saw that King Bunada wants the skirt also.
Really?
I'm telling you. Why are you?
King Munada cannot wear it. No, skirt to Sela. No, he's from Limpopo.
So?
Chomi, Nahana Aper skirt. Happy Hutlo Tonale, he make Jacka para skirt to Sela. Chomi Hutlo distraction here, Mopi.
Oh, so you mean there's going to be a third leg?
I mean, serious.
Oh,
Matla Tak.
Matla Tak.
Tuck in.
I mean, that's how you do drag race.
Chomi, do you think they know anything about tucking in?
Hey, and then we're not going to see you. I'm going to paraffin.
And I'm going to be a
big Zulu. Big Zulu can rock that skirt.
I feel like he can.
I see it. Big Zulu with it. Like, I see him.
I see it. Okay.
I see him.
I think. I feel like you're with like a nice golf t-shirt.
You have like a nice golf t-shirt.
Yeah, I see it.
Which skirt? Which one do you mean like the black leather or
leather?
The leather.
Or even like a Scotch one. I don't know. Maybe listen, my fashion sense is not the best, but like
Big Zulu.
Wow, the best go guy wena. That's a good expose.
Guys, they're in Big Zulu.
Caskete.
Okay, ubuakadi thunder thighs.
How many Big Zulu nali thunder thigh?
Show me. It's like cold coffee for me.
Okay, who would you prefer to see in a skirt?
Sizedlom.
Okay.
After that, pretty hipster yelling.
I saw that picture. Kamakarin.
And also Lunga Shabalala.
Okay.
Lunga Shabalala, definitely.
Yes, I can see that.
And Vazi. Vazi Luena.
Vazi,
Bona.
Definitely.
Yeah. Vazi.
Yeah. Who else? Who can rock that
skirt? Musa Mthombeni. Musa Mthombeni.
Musa.
Mthombeni.
Doctor Musa. He doesn't have the legs.
I don't see
it. Well, I don't see it happening.
I don't see
it's not about the legs, but it's about Kamotswane.
Maps. What about Maps?
He's also a pikinini for me.
I can see him rocking it.
Kam Kenya makeup and Tswane Lea fucked up. Ke batla motho ke tsebang hore ha ke mokentse skirt will be turning heads.
Junior Khoza and Sika mode.
Okay.
Junior Khoza.
Yes, in those skirts.
Definitely.
I think Sika mode, yeah, definitely.
And it's a beige,
ne? He was the Casper Nyovese's personal trainer.
Oh, Herbalife.
Herbalife.
Schemes is about Junior.
Yes.
I think I'm going to propose that for our next episode we cross dress Libopuch. I'm going to propose it.
I'll see.
So what should I do? Because I've done them all.
Let's get you a dress.
Let's all get dresses. I'm willing to go there. Don't you want to see my legs?
Have fun, guys. Enjoy. I'll be here to like serve you guys drinks. Have fun.
But it's something to think of, eh?
Ooh. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Like to cross dress.
Mm. Let's just do it.
I'm up for it.
Stay tuned.
It won't be anything new. I have not my fashion. If you like, you know, capri tight little palazzo, little tuntun.
Show me when I have a mustache. Wait.
Mina told me it, you know.
Karo me ako di kitchen. When I show me capri.
Oh no, actually they were quite protected when in Moss the last time. So when it comes to fashion sense, one thing that I've realized also is, guys, I have learned that if I want to be feminine for the day, I will do it. Sinini, I usually take off the braids, and then I wear durag, I wear baggy pants, I wear a huge jacket, and I wear like thick as Timberlands. I'm like,
and undina yang holy yalo.
Is it?
No, diamutwanela no. Bougie looks good in big in bomber jackets. In bomber jackets and maybe because Jinita Bougie is never skinny to to the T. But if you look at it,
he likes being free.
Yeah, and even as Sondo, you know. So happy, look, mono kariki Jimmy, you know, pra Jimmy, ola wako, you know, kotaveni ya kukai kai.
Can I have a question for you guys? Do you guys have one night stands? By Shakers, or do you take home?
One of my exes, I got him at Shakers.
Oh yeah,
I got him at Shakers, and I really liked him.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw him and I said I like you. You know, one person I see it, I want it. Like the other guy said, that you know you're a cool person, but you're just not my type. I was like, peace, my guy. Mm. And then now he comes back. I'm like, you said I'm not your type. I'm not playing this game, you fool.
But there is one night stands in the gay
community. There is one night stands. Mm. A lot.
Oh, plenty.
I hang around with a lot of gay guys. I know that, it's like a real thing.
You seem to love more gay guys than lesbians.
I like the energy because, you know, sometimes I'm a very free-spirited person, you know. So if I'm going to sit with a bunch of, and this is just my experience, I'm not like, you know, looking down on anyone. But in my experience, when I chill with the lesbians that I have chilled with, and I say, I would actually do Rich Mnisi. And for me, I'm just appreciating him. They want to take it like, biscuit. Is she really lesbian? Whereas I'm just like, wow.
So you've been sidelined already. You're not lesbian enough.
Buju, being a lesbian, it comes with a lot of stigma. My first group of lesbian friends, I used to be criticized for wearing joki, penti. Mm-hmm. You know, because I felt I'm more comfortable kapenti than drunk. Mm-hmm. And it was an issue for quite some time. And I used to clean up my muriri straight back, you know. And also, it also seemed as though I'm not lesbian enough. Mm-hmm. But it was to also change the status quo to say, Khuba, a butch identifying lesbian doesn't necessarily mean kameki kate litwa di kapare tikisi kapare croquet and jones
and apene
and apene
no
benebrook
no, I don't have to be this person. And it took many years for me to be accepted, even by my own friends, you know, even by people that I chill with, to say, guys, you can't say there's a template to be a butch identifying lesbian.
Yeah.
I mean, ke enjoy khudula le motho a ka ke shebele di housewives. You can't now judge my masculinity on that. And who said I want to be
masculine? Yeah, no, that is, you know, another thing that I've also seen with most men, why they're so they usually feel like they will be, they don't like having a feminine gay guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they feel like it's not gay enough. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. It's if we not my daughter, because those guys that just want you to be like that. Because we are more likely, well, let me talk for my side. I am more likely to attract bi or hetero men.
After nine,
okay. You know, than to have like a normal gay relationship. Because they don't feel like it's what they would, it doesn't.
Image-wise,
because then they just feel like it's not working enough. You need to be at least married or have a daughter. And I've never really understood that part for the longest time.
Do you have like labels, like bottom, top? When do you identify?
I don't. And in relationships that I've been in. Gay relationships, not with a straight guy, because then clearly they would want you to bottom all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get into
also bottoms.
And sometimes you get into a relationship knowing very well that I'm actually a verse gay guy. I'm versatile. So I don't just bottom. I don't just top. I do both. So Harris, Harris is like bacon. I get it. You need to fry it on the other side as well so that it gets well done. So you get to a point where labeling is just exhausting. And a gay guy, because I'm feminine and I use my hands, another gay guy doesn't want to be with me because I'm too feminine.
Yeah.
And it's good if it's their preferences. We're not saying they shouldn't have preferences.
And I always say, like, there's nothing wrong. Because also with the gays, it's like there's a whole lot of body shaming as well that happens. I remember going to... Hey guys, this party. So equally, I guess we always assume that everybody's Nigerian when they're not from South Africa.
Yeah, you know.
So I walk in now. These guys, they started like when I walk in, and then they started laughing at me.
Okay.
There's foreign guys, you know, there's Nigerian guys.
Mm. Yeah.
So have you ever walked to a party and then you can sense Guti? Party A Kiadi OG man. So now here comes this big one, but Cholo comes to the draw. So like, you know, I get there, you know, I'm just with a bunch of friends, you know, and the other one is going to that party veil. And we're not gonna stay with this. We're just going to drop him off. Yeah, so like, okay. No, come in, guys. How we get in? You can see, man, even like
for the
people are like wearing like shorts or and I mean, I'm looking at this guys, I'm like, oh my god, you're so hot. That time when they're just like
you don't fall part of the gangbang equation.
And then now, you know, even like because at first, you know, they're searching like otherwise. And then now this other gay guy was there, just asked for a picture. And they can see, but everybody's connecting with him. So they asked, they're speaking this Nigerian language, whatever it is. They're busy asking each other, go on. So I was like, why is everybody like with this big one? Yeah. Because he's not what we need here. Mm. And then they're like, no, he's bougie. You know, he's actually...
He's
famous. He's a celebrity and stuff. And okay. And now it flipped.
Now everybody wants
now
to
Now they started paying
you.
Attention to me. Do you know what I did? I was like, it's been awesome. It's been fun. We're leaving. We're out.
This is
peace.
Do we have those spaces, Biscuit?
I don't know.
Alunadi Trap House.
Alunadi Trap House.
Not that I know of. I'm not saying anything, but I know a few friends have shared that they have organized such sessions, né? But you can't say it's like every day.
Which friends are those? You gotta tell me.
I'll meet you next.
Oh, Amanda. How long have we been friends?
We've been friends for quite some time.
Utimana Kastoko.
Oh, that's so stinch.
I've never been there myself. Hence, I'm asking Pesketori. Renalito, Nana. Because you guys have... What's that place where you take off your clothes?
Factory. We've got Factory.
Marie, the lesbian, are you welcome to go
Factory? No. You know, and also, when you're extra feminine...
Please tell Biscuit what happens at Factory.
At Factory, you get there. You take off your clothes.
I think I've heard about this, but okay. Yeah,
you took off your clothes and then...
Don't you take something at the door to say...
And then you get...
A neck piece.
Whereby they put in money there. And then from there, then you just go in and you're naked.
Nonke.
Sonke.
It's a sex
How
bar.
How big is the club?
Does that place have a DJ?
When
because
I get the story. Yeah.
Let me say the music. I always say that music is more of...
sexual music.
It's sexual music, man.
But
it's like this Pornhub, you know.
Yeah.
KX videos music, right?
Mm. Oh, you'll hear like, if it's a popular song, you'll hear like a soft Madonna at the back.
Oh, okay, one of those. Know?
But also with that one as well, because I've been to Factory. Mm. And... you know, when you walk in, there's this dark room. Nobody can see you.
What's going on?
They're behind the curtain.
Nobody knows who you are. So now, what they do is everybody, when they pause, you do this.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they feel that you're big.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah. When they start to touch you, they feel like the dick is big enough. Yeah. Please don't touch me.
Are you serious?
I promise you.
Yeah.
And it's like, everybody, like,
what's
and the thing is that it is so dark, you cannot tell who's touching you and who's who. And then you just know there's a light there where there's, like, lube and condoms, you know. And
so you basically have sex with people you don't know.
You basically so, and then others like will touch your body,
okay,
you know, and stuff, and then they'll say no. In then maybe we move to the bar, there's a bit of a light there, and then they realize, oh fuck, that was bougie. Then now they come, then they want to fuck. It's just like, if you see famous guys, which means they never keep going to
any. Oh, because
growing up, a part of me never really felt attractive. And I've had that. And hence why sometimes...
Pooji, you are gorgeous. I'm going to take your numbers. I'm on this podcast. I'm taking you home tonight.
Hence why also when I started dating, most of the time when I date, I don't want to date the next person.
Okay.
I always want to stay there and be like... my comfort. For some reason, it's just like... God just was saying, as a teen, you don't belong there. I want you, like Nyam said, at your CV, my love.
you need to
change at your HR department. Yeah. So a part of me is always fine. So also with the gay scene is that when you look in a certain way, it can be very hard for you to get to date. When you don't have the money, you don't have the car, you don't have the job. And you don't have the fame.
Yeah. And the apartment.
And you don't have the body or the apartment. Ooh. You are literally, no one wants to deal with you.
But, okay, with you, you know, when I used to go to Baseline and like Subwell and say, one day I'm going to play at Baseline, you know?
Yeah.
You were bigger then. Yeah. Do you think you losing weight was because of that? Or
I did. And you know who helped me lose weight? Dalcy.
No.
Yeah. Shout out to Dalcy.
Dalcy was so involved. Like, she was hands-on. I remember when I started the whole weight loss program.
Okay.
And then I went there, and then I'd lost 20 kgs. Ooh. And then Dalcy was like, How long
did it take you
it
to lose?
It took me like a year.
Damn.
Because you see the difference, but it was not
visible. Yeah.
Mm. Also with me, when I started wearing clothes, I'm like,
This
really works. Yeah. You know?
So, but body shaming, you would say it's a big thing.
It's a big thing. It really affects you. Like, you don't understand to a point whereby even after having sex, you don't want the person to see you. You'd rather have the let's dim the lights type of thing, because you feel like there's something wrong with you, and it affects you so badly to a point where you can't open up to the next person. Even when somebody like Bamba, and you're just like,
and of course, you gain more weight the more. I don't know. I felt big then. But when I look at myself now, I'm like, hey, you're actually not big. So I don't want to lie. I have never experienced body shaming. Like personally, in my lesbian side, I have never felt. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but mina angaka experience. Simply, it could be that maybe. I am vocal. I mean, You're telling us? But honestly, I've never experienced it. But ngabona ukuthi actually...
Amanda, are you telling me that you struggle to get girls because...
No, I'm saying I've never experienced body shaming. Meaning, okay. For now, it has never been an issue.
Okay.
But it has been an issue that in a room full of people, somebody would say, funa lesa stool. Because ngisi stool lesi fresh. And ngiyazazi, ngisi stool lesi fresh. Because ngikhula ngalo mzimba. It's not something new. I've been this person and I'm not overcompensating with my personality. And nobu ngathi uyanphambanela. You have to think twice. Because damn, man.
I think with me, you know, I've always had... So with me, I grew up with... I went to a predominantly white school. So I was like the only black person in my class, you know. So culture yamakhoa, it's a bit different as they like them smaller. So I was always a bit bigger than the average white kid, you understand? So with that psyche, I mean, I was in that school like throughout primary school and high school. So my psyche has always been, I'm too big. And what ended up happening is that even like, I think in 2019, my body in 2019. Ooh. Like I was just like, you know, you felt my presence. Then So, and then COVID hit and I couldn't go to gym anymore. And I'm a very... I have a routine. Like, if I don't do something routine...
But gym or exercise, weighting muscles, I also saw Jimmy. It's never lasting.
You know what? So, you know, throughout COVID and, you know, the retrenchments and everything that just came with COVID, I picked up weight and that kind of fucked with my insecurities, you know? I legit blocked somebody who I've been friends with for 2 years just for making, in fact, two people actually, for saying, hey, Ewena, what else are you mean? That pissed me off, you know? I think with black people, they don't actually know that something like that carries weight to somebody's, you know?
A lot.
Yeah.
I'll tell you with does. Like with me, like also when I... sometimes I'll be sidelined because I was overweight, you know?
At school.
At school, I'm just confident. You know, when you're in your teens, these things start getting worse the older you get.
In your career.
In your career, even, you know. And there was a time on Twitter whereby the reason why I don't fucks with people on Twitter most of the time when you're mean to me is because there was a time I was even afraid to post anything on Twitter. Because lakare kere morning kule morning ke posted monza tenki tawetsina ka round face the insults. Oh my god,
are you serious?
I promise you. Another time, and I kept on doing monsters because I was retaliating from the insults that I was getting, you know, being called fat and ugly, you know, being like the meanest things. Or if I would post like maybe hot wings or get a craving hot wings, but when I would close, I get heart attack.
How about just a 99?
You know, there's so many things so sometimes that's why I've learned. Also, with me losing weight was not because now I'm trying to impress people. It was just a health journey to say, number one, now I'll never be a size 28, even if I wanted to. I can never be Katli's size. It was more of a health thing because there was a point whereby now I was struggling to breathe.
I was walking.
Guys, I was a size 58. What do you expect?
Listen,
you know, and
if you're a size 58, COVID time.
All right,
honestly.
And then I remember a friend of mine, Upigi, the late Upigi, as well. And I said to Piggy, and I could hear his breathing. I said, my friend, we need to do something. Now, because as much as I promote being body confidence, let's not body shame. The last thing I'll ever do is for you to die of a heart attack and for you to... And it's, if someone really likes you enough, they can talk to you and say, listen, don't you want to maybe... Skank tell like I have a life, get out, kono paka yon,
or juro mine.
You know, because it's a lifestyle change and people don't understand. When I did Denzel Parov, I lost so much weight. More like it's like my size. What's my size? 34. Something like that.
34.
And now, when I looked myself in the mirror, I didn't know who was that person. And then I made sure that I gained all the weight. Then I was 2 times bigger. So when I went to Edgar's, I used to go to the plus size section. And then Edgar's cut off that section, guys. So I couldn't find
anything.
The 4Xs and the 5Xs anymore.
I think it's good to understand your reasons of losing weight. You need to be conscious about your reasons, because it's going to either push you into depression or you're going to be proud of yourself.
Yes.
The only reason I feel like I can lose weight, if I really put my mind into it, is for health reasons.
It's only for health reasons. It was not because I wanted to keep a man.
I've got another reason. Nice clothes. Guys.
Yes.
Nice clothes.
Oh my God.
It's so difficult.
Let me tell you.
It's difficult for plus size.
Plus size. No.
So, Lishota.
Those
are
the two reasons.
You know, and now also my shopping experience has changed.
Like, sitting here like,
and guys, have you noticed I've been so quiet? I'm like, Mara, kanete. I really kanete, because I really, and I mean, we've been friends for 11 years now, but it never sunk into me, Jorge, he actually went through this whole process and how it really affected him. I don't know if maybe I've been ignorant, but I just never gave myself time to understand that he's been suffering, you know?
I promise you.
You see, I can relate with the whole getting clothes thing. I remember I've just started a new journey whereby I'm going back, not really to the 9-to-5 space, but I need formal clothes. My girlfriend and I went to the shops the other day, and you know, at some point I had to hold back tears, because I'm like, this is so embarrassing for me, because I can't find clothes. Like, I can't, and I don't want to look like a malume, guys. That's not me. You know? Understand. Especially pants, you know. She's also getting like frustrated, because I'm just rejecting and my mood is changing. And the shop assistant is saying, no, unfortunately, we only go up to, a size, I think it was a size 38 or size 40. And I'm like, oh, have I really gained that much weight?
like gym clothes. And you'd find small sizes. I'm like, why about gym? I need to eat gym clothes.
And I think that the nicest thing also when after losing weight, I remember going and finding that I've got double X, I can fit into a double XL. Then like when I got those tights as well, she'd have seen my excitement.
I know. Yeah.
God is swearing.
You're within.
It was just one of, so like I'm saying, like, body shaming is another thing. And also, can they just make sizes for plus size people?
Actually, especially in Africa, guys. Hello. Like, you know, Africans, we genetically, we are gifted.
Giant. Big boned.
You know,
but now they said the reason why they closed down the plus size section, that sometimes it's even like the coolest clothes, is because big people are very kobaning and they're not buying from Edgar's at that time.
I don't think as kobaning. I just feel as though they're not. First, when you go into like behind the scene, but mailing the sales rep, it's always somebody smaller. So if you're really going to buy clothes for Mr. Price, you are always going to pick people in your mind. You're thinking, but what Loreka give out to Basolo. So, but you'll never find an image consultant just doodle. There's nice doodlers, guys. Like, not personally, before.
No, we are nice doodlers here.
before he lost weight to Anati. Anati used to inspire me so much, because you would see an item and you'd be like, I'm not going to see it at any shop.
Anyway,
but I know only Anati has this item in South Africa. And there's image consultants, yes, dude. I guess you born.
That's so true.
If Litenko, please comment. Because, wow, guys. Some of us have to open jackets.
Yo, the stress of it all.
Struggle.
Yeah. Let's see. Shapile, stomach in. There you go. Stomach in.
Nazo.
More chum. Yeah.
Nazo.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, utsari top. Ah.
So we try, guys.
And you
we
can
try.
Still breathe.
Yeah. I can still breathe, you know.
And that's a hot jacket.
And you know, I had to. You have to order for such things. You're like, okay, hi, Mr. Price, I can get, but Mr. Price, clear water. Like, you have to go far. So I think image-wise, it's good to have confidence, guys. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. Like, it's something that nobody can
you,
take
like,
away.
Like, you need to. And another thing, before we go, like, loving yourself is a journey, guys. Mm. Like, you cannot give what you don't have. That's why sometimes our relationships don't
Mr. Blue.
You must, like, loving yourself is a big journey, and I had to go through it, like, really learn to shake off the negativity and say, I'm just going to be the best version of me.
So on a type, when it comes to body size, do you have a type?
Usually I like them thicker.
Thicker than me.
Even if I have dated small, another thing with me, if you are small, you must be a mind fuck. I love intelligent people. Like, you must... even before, because I like those type of people. But preferably,
exactly.
I saw you staring at that guy's legs yesterday.
I know, right?
Oh. You're like, and those are like bushes type.
you need to have good legs. I mean, Gwegwe is very imperative for me. And the toes.
It's like a kiss, my love.
And you need to have also nice, beautiful toes. Because for me...
people and toes?
Toes. Me and toes.
Oh, yeah? Okay, just, I don't know. Ish, akapara, how am I?
I'll say if you win.
I can say if you win.
Yes.
You are not safe.
Why? No,
not safe.
Those are gorgeous.
Those right now.
You want to see mine?
Size 11.
So, please, I've got a question for you. Uh-huh. You said you like them thick. Do you like them chubby? Or when you say, like, biggish, like, muscle-wise, you want muscle nyana or...
Yeah, it can be muscle. It can be weight-wise. Okay. It is what it is. But don't think that when you have muscles, you're doing me a favor. Because you know those guys with muscles, then they want to come and pretend like you owe them something. Yeah. As if you said they must go. You said they must go to the gym. For you know, my baby, you are gorgeous for yourself. I love you the way you are.
And those muscles must work in kuke love.
Kuke.
Kuke love.
You know, and also, if you're going to spend 10 hours at the gym, also just learn to read, at least, you know, just let's balance, you know. That's my vibe.
What's your like type? Yeah,
I don't have a type. I've always
so young kinsi ponje.
No, I cannot type. I've even said, I can even date someone that is sitting on a wheelchair. I don't want to lie. I'm stimulated by a conversation. And I'm just that person. I'm gone. Like in charme.
Okay.
In charme. As long as the conversation is nice. I don't want to lie. The other things really don't matter. And I'm not lying, guys. My exes don't have pattern. My friends would say,
But for some reason, most of them have been light skinned.
Oh, yeah?
As long as I sit there and choose them light. No, like, I'm just, they're just like light skinned niggas. But it's so bad. I'm a light skinned niggas, but I
take photos to get to those.
Why used to do that?
Oh, is it all the time?
Oh, cheesy.
So when are we going on a night out?
Today I have to go and deal with this.
Okay. Oh,
so tonight. Okay. So
do you have lube?
Plenty, darling.
Oh, all right.
You stole it from factory.
Darling, my sexual life is so... Sexual life is very hectic, darling. Remember, I do have a partner. So I think I'm on the verge of getting sponsorship from Asigas because... Nana Kubizi, go household.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The sounds that my daughter
hears. I'll tell you guys, but I'm tired of being single. At some point, I'm just like, I said, a message I said to him, listen, I think I need a husband. He's like, you are just bored.
I think you're bored too.
And yeah, I think I'm just like, but now my problem is that, you know, when you date someone, actually, uporegil, then you want to hold them to, you want to hold them for dear life, becomes a problem.
It really does.
Becomes
really
a problem. Really, but with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's been awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks to our lesbos.
Thank you so much for inviting me, guys. You guys, your energy is
you are one of the most coolest DJs. Every time when you play, I don't even worry. You know, there's a DJ that walks in, you're like, oh.
Fuck you. Hi. Biscuit is good.
Show Marianne Moloko, go Barro, because even the last time when you played at the Queen, you played after me, right?
Yes, I remember with those CDJs that didn't have USB.
Yo, I don't know how I made people dance because I wanted to leave.
Yeah,
but
all I remember is you, like, with your CD pouch.
With the CD pouch. Like, I got the CD
pouch.
Give me that.
At least do not pouch.
It was bad. It was bad. But you know, as well, you live, you learn. Yes. And all the best. I want to see you more.
That's what I'm working on.
I think.
You know what the thing is? I was having a conversation with someone off just before we started shooting, and I said, Bougie, name me 10 gay guys that are in the industry right now. Okay, I'll help you. There's Somizi. There's Lasizwe.
Mm-hmm.
There is Lebo Molex. There's Bougie. There's Katleho. There's Olui. There's Shu. I won't say Mamkiza's sidekick, because that's a bit, you know. I forgot his name. There's Tay or Star, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of gay guys in the industry.
There's Sel Beyonce. There's...
You know?
What's his name? Kaya Zaza.
There's a whole lot. There's, and don't out people that are not out, because I feel
No. Kaya, like, I'm talking about people that are out.
That are out.
I'm talking about... Yeah. I'm a Thomas and Esfara. I'm a Lesches now.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Now, name me 5 lesbians that are in the industry.
Biscuit.
I'll wait. Also, another thing. Look at...
Sorry,
look,
I don't know their names, but...
Kibomang.
The couple that won award, best... the further award, best couple...
You call about Vivi?
Tishiwe.
Okay, that's
Mandisa,
2. All right.
And then who else?
Oh, okay.
But you know what? My point is, okay, let me give you another, like, thing to think about just before we close, right? Look at the reality shows that are in South Africa. I'm so sorry, guys, if I'm like...
It's good, man.
Look at the reality shows that are in South Africa. We've got Somizi, gay guy, obviously. Lasizwe, gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bonang has got a gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
Boiti has got a gay guy.
Yes.
Where are the lesbians?
That's true.
Actually, yeah.
Where are the lesbians?
And like I said...
Maybe
on the
entertainment.
On the previous episode, I did say that no one is going to give us opportunities, because you start by shadowing. You don't just wake up and become Bonang's PA. You have to put yourself out there so that you build a profile for yourself. But other than that, I like the point that you raised. Joe, nkare di lesbian dika understand na gore industry is big and it doesn't belong to anyone.
Yeah, true.
Because there is gatekeepers. Hence, now even with the lesbians, I would say I don't need permission to do anything, because there's people that classify themselves as the main gatekeepers, the main social media people. But you're like, dude, hantle. When I know tlamora in power, not that you should be the one saying who should get more spotlight and who should get a retweet from you, as if we're now mudim.
Yeah.
Your retweet doesn't mean anything.
I get fine, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, but I'd like to encourage more of lesbians and trans people, like, to really come to the party.
Yeah.
And I think it's conversations like this, and also with events, when it comes to bookings, you know, because bookings, you will have, there can be 8 gay guys and 1 lesbian.
Yeah. True. Exactly. True. Yeah. And Emara, the crowd will be a lesbian crowd. How fun is that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, guys, thank you so much for
all right, guys. That is what it is. Thank you so much.
Pushy, so you and
love
I.
You, love you, love you.
You and I.
Offline. Take it offline. Bye. Take it offline.
Bye.
Thank you so much, guys. The Queer Wave Live. We're broadcasting here from David Mashabela Studios. So all you have to do is just send an email. It's this simple. You just say, podcast@mashabela.co.za, and you can come and chill here and do your own podcast and have your own vibe. That's simple. Otherwise,
this
is the Queer Way of Life podcast with Bougie.